One of the most notable pieces of legislation is a bill that eliminates the requirement that victims of sexual assault, domestic violence, and stalking get a criminal warrant against their aggressor in order to be eligible for a protective order. It also eliminates the relationship requirement that an aggressor must be a family or household member in order for enhanced penalties to take effect, so that third-time violators of a protective order are charged with a felony. Gina Boyle is Domestic Violence Advocacy Manager for Virginia Sexual and Domestic Violence Advocacy Alliance.
Essentially, the law will now treat victims who aren't married or living with the person who is abusing them the same as those that aren't. The criminal warrant requirement has really been a huge barrier for victims. A lot of times, this most often affects college-age women who are the age of women who are most likely to experience sexual assault and stalking. A lot of times, they know the person who has sexually assaulted or is stalking them, and they are reluctant to file criminal charges, but they are more willing to find a civil way to address the abuse that's happening to them, and this is one way that they can do that.
Another bill will allow judges to require individuals who have violated a protective order or who are on probation to wear a GPS tracking device. Governor McDonald praised the legislation.
It allows immediate response from law enforcement when people violate these protective order conditions. And you know the tragic story of Linda Boswick, a Collinsville woman who was shot to death by her estranged woman in the workplace after repeated violations of a protective order. If a bill like this had been in place at the time, perhaps Linda would be alive today.
Also included were changes to Virginia's Civil Statute of Limitations Code. While currently the statute of limitations for a felony in criminal court is unlimited, victims of sexual abuse will now have the statute of limitations for civil litigation extended from 2 to 20 years under a bill patroned by Republican delegate Dave Albo of Fairfax.
Current law is 2 years from the date of injury or 2 years from the time that person turns 18, or in the case of repressed memory syndrome, where someone doesn't remember it happened until a certain date, 2 years from the date that they discovered it, usually through counseling. We've expanded it from 2 years to 20 years. And the reason we did it was because we found in our research that people who have this happen to them, they may know it happened, but they don't know what was wrong. And that might sound very strange for somebody who's never been raped by a man or their father or a police officer or their coach. But the sexual predators rely on brainwashing, and they make the kids think when it's going on that this is what's supposed to happen. And they also scare the kids into saying you better not tell anybody.
Another program, expanded through legislation passed this year, offers free confidential mail forwarding services for victims of domestic violence who have recently relocated to a location unknown to their abuser. The program is operated through the Office of Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli.
We estimate the total cost at something like $6,000 to provide this sort of protection and assurance to these victims. It's something that's simple and inexpensive, but effective. Each one of us is in a community, in communities where we know this is happening, and it's often below the radar. And you can help us spread the word about these sorts of resources.
All of the legislation was signed as Virginia commemorates Crime Victims' Rights Week. If you know someone affected by sexual or domestic violence, you can call the Family Violence and Sexual Assault Hotline, open 24 hours a day, at 1-800-838-8238. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capital Square.